Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Keita Spock is here. Keita is joining us all the way from Canada. She's a happiness expert. She's the author of The Simple Life, which is one of my favorite books, Shiny Objects Not Required. She's a co-author of Tipping Points to Happiness, and she spends her life making other people's lives better. She's our good friend Keita. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back as always, and thank you for joining us all the way from Canada. Keita, one of the things that I've tried to help people think about on the show for a long time, I've been saying what I'm about to say for probably at least 20 years, and that's that the more information we have coming at us, you know, it's not just the television anymore. It's all this stuff. It's coming out of our phones, out of watches. It's coming out of our watches. It's almost implanted in our heads with all the content, all the junk coming at us, and through fire hoses. We've got to become better, more discerning listeners. What do you think?
Absolutely, Jim. My favorite phrase, or one of them, is savor stillness. In other words, we have to deliberately look for quiet and seek solitude because of this unending sort of, it's not a stream anymore. It's like an avalanche.
I don't think we realize how agitated we are even when we're not paying attention to the fire hoses, even if we're not singling out any one fire hose or any one voice coming out of one of those fire hoses, I don't think we realize what a set of agitation it sets us on, it puts us on.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to maybe use an analogy here because that might be the best thing. We have a very finely tuned nervous system, all of us, and we can think of ourselves as a Lamborghini or a Ferrari, whatever wonderful car you're thinking about at this time. And if we're putting in the wrong oil, or we're putting in a cheap kind of set of spark plugs, whatever you want there, we know that that wonderful car is going to break down because it's not being properly taken care of. Mm-hmm. And we think of ourselves exactly in that way. We, too, are incredibly complex, finely tuned, beautiful systems. And as soon as we muck them up, or if we are indiscriminate in how we're listening, then that system that we have, as you've so well just said, gets agitated, it gets irritated, it breaks down, it can actually get sick.
Yeah, there's no question. There's no question about it. And we bring it on ourselves, Keita, because it's seductive and addictive. Some of this stuff, like social media. I mean, social media has become a free-for-all now. I mean, it's not even social media anymore. It's social, you know, World Wrestling Federation or something. It's SmackDown, social SmackDown.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it.
Well, as an advisor that I am, and many of my colleagues, all of us are saying, get off social media.
That's right. That's right.
If you think of what the virus is doing, but if you think of social media, that
it's a virus.
It's a virus.
It's a virus, and we now know that the people who are operating those platforms are not honest brokers. They're not honest citizens, corporate citizens. But be that as it may, I'll be honest with you, Keita. I'm on record. I wrote this. I published my position on this 10, 12 years ago. I have never hung out on social media, ever. I've got Facebook. I was the original Facebook user. I was the original Twitter user, original LinkedIn. I was there from the beginning. And I use LinkedIn more. But I do not spend time on Facebook myself as an individual, and I do not spend time myself on Twitter as an individual. I just don't do it. I don't need it.
Yeah. And
it doesn't contribute to me.
Exactly. You have made the choice you've made for yourself, and this is something we all understand. We're all mature adults. Therefore, we're not going to dictate to anybody out there, you know, this is what you must and you must not listen to, or you must do or not do. That's up to every mature adult that's listening. However, it's how you listen. Yes, you might use Twitter, but you might say, okay, I'm going to limit myself to Twitter 5 minutes in the morning when I put up my post, da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
You're, you know, as we've just said, endlessly listening without thought of discerning what you're listening to, then that can actually become a great concern, not only to your physical health, but obviously to your mental health.
Well, and when people post on those social media, on any social media site, they're looking for validation, right? I'm going to post this, and then I'm going to check back to see what people have thought about it. Wait a minute. What? That person doesn't like this? What's wrong with you? Blah, 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 blah. I'm arguing with them now. And you're off to the races.
Right.
That's not going to make you happy, folks. And don't we need to say, okay, let me see if I'm not addicted. I mean, it is an addiction, I think. What do you think?
There's no question. It's been proven. The reason some of these social platforms, how they've been developed in terms of in terms of color, in terms of font, in terms of layout, all of that has been absolutely
the algorithms. Are designed to suck
to
you
pull
in,
us
folks.
In.
That's right. And so folks, if you're feeling unmaintained, if you're not hitting on all cylinders, if you think your personal oil needs to be changed a little bit, and your chassis needs to be greased, or your mental state needs to have an overhaul, maybe just try it one time. Go one day without any social media. One day, see what happens. Is there a methadone treatment for this? I'm not sure, Keita. We're going to come back. Keita, I need your website, please.
KeitaSpak.com.
S-S-Z-P-A-K is the last name, Keita with a K. We're going to come back and talk about simplifying. I want to talk about simplifying. So Keita will have some good thoughts on that. Right after the break, I'm Jim Blassinger. See you next. Does anybody really know
what you tell? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.